Sandra maintained a respectable distance beside Lou, holding the latest volume of the book in her arms. Lou's library was extensive, the expansion of which was immeasurable. Since the dawn of time, he'd kept meticulous records, and those who came into his realm were catalogued and filed. Each book told the life story of the newest occupant of hell, the cover made from their own skin, the pages hand-pressed and pulped from their sinew and bone, the writing within formed from their blood. They were now denizens of the underworld, the faceless and anonymous. It was their book, their life, and now it belonged to Lou for all eternity. He paused as he found the section he was looking for, and he held out his hand. Sandra, in turn, passed him one. First checking the spine, one last time, as if she might have made a mistake. But Sandra never made mistakes. He took the book and pushed it into the waiting hole. As he slotted it into position, an eye opened on the spine. Its movement was rapid. It blinked many times. And again, it rapidly moved around, observing them both. As the two of them walked back in the direction they came, eyes began to open along the spines of all the other books. It was a ritual he enjoyed. The very special occupants were hand-placed in the library by Lou himself. It was an honor.